Welcome to Seth's Daily Podcast. We're finally back, and this is, without you, this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. This is Harvey's weekly football report as we pick the two conference championships in the NFC and AFC next Sunday, January the 24th. How are you doing tonight, Harvey?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, and the first game is Sunday, January the 24th, Tampa Bay. The number 5 seed travels to the number 1 seed, Green Bay, at 3:05 p.m. on Fox. Green Bay is 3.5-point favorites. Who you got in that one?
I thought Green Bay would maybe win it all, but after I watched Tom Brady, and considering that Green Bay is just 3.5-point favorites, to me, that's a toss-up, and I want to pick Tampa Bay to beat them.
I'm going to pick Tampa Bay as well. And also, how did you do in the divisional round?
So far, last week we went. I went 4-2, but this week I went 4-0.
And I went 2-2.
Yeah. So far, I need to doing pretty good. So I'm hopefully keeping up. So that's why I'm big Tampa Bay.
Didn't I go 4-2 as well?
Yeah, you did 4-2 well the week before too. Yeah.
So I'm 6-4 overall, and you are. That's pretty good. And how do we do in the bowl games?
I think you went 19-7. I think it was 26, kept the championship. I think you was 19-7 and I was 26.
Well, you won.
I think you did good too though.
Yep. And now let's go. That was the NFC Championship game. Now let's go to the AFC Championship game, Sunday, January the 24th, as the Buffalo Bills, the number 2 seed, travel to Kansas City, the number 1 seed, at 6:40 p.m. on CBS. Kansas City is 3-point favorites. The question is, will Patrick Mahomes play after he had a concussion today against the Cleveland Browns? Do you think it even matters?
Yes, it does. I really do, and like I said, 3-point favorites. That's basically a toss-up when you got the odds like that. I'm thinking he ain't going to be 100%, and I think Buffalo can beat him. So I'm gonna pick Buffalo.
I'm gonna pick Kansas City.
And they can very well win. I think both teams can go either way, but you know, and right now they. Like I said, they're not really heavy. Most teams are not heavy in the favorite when it's like 3.5 or 3. So that's more like a toss-up. Yes, Kansas City can win too, but I'm just wondering if Mahomes is healthy. That's
going
to be a big factor.
Yeah. So.
Now, what I see now, Tampa Bay, well, of course, you only take too many more turnovers. You just don't turn the ball over. Against a Tom Brady team, and you're
going to
pay for it,
didn't you? Well, like you said earlier on the phone, Pittsburgh did the same thing last week against Cleveland.
Yeah, they did. You're not going to win. I mean, not against in the playoff. A good team of taking advantage of it, that's what's happening.
But if Patrick Mahomes is 100% healthy, do you have Kansas City?
I'm sure I'm going to pick Buffalo. Just something about it. I'm sure I'm going to pick Buffalo regardless.
I pick Kansas City if Patrick Mahomes is healthy. He will play, obviously. But the question is he going to be 100%? That's a big question.
Well, that is what I thought about last season's
Justin Fields.
He was not 100% against Alabama. There's no way. And that's going to be the same situation.
So, according to...
I don't think Ohio State would have been Alabama even with that guy being him.
So, according to you, you got Tampa Bay and Buffalo in the Super Bowl. And according to me, I got Tampa Bay and Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
It's just awful hard. Aaron Rodgers is tough. I mean, was that Stephen H. Smith said he's the man?
A bad man.
Yeah, and he could be very well. He could very well, but I tell you what, if he turns the ball over like Drew Brees now did,
he won't turn it over like Drew Brees. Aaron Rodgers is a top three quarterback in the NFL.
I don't play Drew Brees a lot. Well, some of those turnovers are not his fault. I mean, at least two of them. One was a fumble, I believe, and the other was one interception. It was bad.
Well, this is
defense is pretty good.
Yeah. Well, this is. What'd you say?
Tampa Bay defense was pretty good against New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, this has been. What'd you say? Sorry. What'd you say?
I think they be good against Green Bay.
Yeah. Well, this has been the second to last episode of Harvey's Weekly Football Report for a while until August, as college football season will probably start in August. The last episode will obviously be when the Super Bowl is. Harvey, I want to thank you for doing the show, by the way.
Thank you.
You've done a good job, especially on your college football bowl game picks, man. You did really well.
Yeah.
And you picked college football games. You never went below 500 this season in college football.
No, I almost doubled my win total, yeah. Did real well. I mean, I think it was 150 bits. I think it was 150 bits and 200 college games and 26 in bowl games, so that's very good.
I got to ask you something about the Kentucky football program. They picked up a transfer from Nebraska who was Mr. Kentucky in football, and he was in the ESPN Top 300. He was the wide receiver at Nebraska. What are your thoughts about that? It gives them a legit number one wide receiver.
That's it. Even the program like Nebraska, well, of course, Nebraska is not as good as what they used to be. But that's pretty good coming back. Yeah.
He said he wanted to be closer to his family.
Well, from what I've been seeing, the football program is getting more good news than the.
Well, besides the women basketball team, the girls basketball team is really well.
Yeah, they're around.
Might be because they have a better coach than the men's program.
I don't even know who their coach is.
I think she played basketball for Kentucky, maybe. I don't know.
What's her name,
though? I can look that up.
That's right. Maybe later on. Yeah.
Okay, well, this has been Harvey's Weekly Football Report. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. I want to thank Harvey for doing the show. Y'all have a good night, and God bless.
Yeah.